This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
We are at the moment of truth. The verdict is in the trial of Alex Murdaugh for the murder of his wife and son. Let's go straight to the courtroom to hear that verdict.
Thank you. Madam Foreman, if you'll stand for me. Have you reached a verdict?
Yes, sir, we have.
Is it unanimous?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, if you will pass it up to the clerk, who will pass it to me. And you may be seated. Defendant will rise. Madam Clerk, you may publish the verdict starting with the back, not with the, let's see, I'll tell you again. Starting with the back, flipping them over one by one.
Docket number 2022 GS 15-00592, the State of South Carolina, County of Colleton, in the Court of General Sessions, in the term of 2022 July, the State versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh, defendant, indictment for murder, SC Code 16-3-0010, CDR Code 0116. Okay. Guilty verdict. Signed by the Forelady, 3223. Docket number 2022-GS-15-00593. The State of South Carolina, County of Colleton, in the Court of General Sessions, the July term of 2022. The State versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh, defendant, indictment for murder, SC code 16-3-0010, CDR code 0116, verdict guilty, signed by the Forelady, date 3/2/23. Docket number 2022-GS15-00595, the State of South Carolina, County of Colleton, Court of General Sessions, July term 2022, the State versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh, defendant, indictment for possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime, SC code 16-23-0490, CDR code 0549, verdict guilty, signed by the foreperson of the jury, date 3/2/23. Docket number 2022-GS-15-00594, the State of South Carolina, County of Colleton, Court of General Sessions, July term 2022, the State versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh, defendant, indictment for possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime, SC code 16-23-0490, CDR code 0549, verdict guilty, signed by the foreperson of the jury, 3/2/23.
Thank you. Madam Forelady and members of the jury, if that is the verdict of each and every juror, please let it be known by raising your right hands. All right, thank you. Any individual polling requested?
We do not.
Madam Clerk, you'll need to individually poll the jury according to their juror numbers.
Number 193. Was this your verdict?
Yes, sir.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 254.
Yes.
Is this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 326. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 530. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is this your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 544.
Yes.
Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 572. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 578. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 589. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 630. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 729. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 826. Was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Juror 864, was this your verdict?
Yes.
Is it still your verdict?
Yes.
Your Honor, the jury has been polled.
Thank you. The jury has been polled, and the verdict is a unanimous verdict. If you will bring the alternate juror out and have her have a seat in the audience, please. You can stand there or you can sit back there, whatever you prefer. Okay. Are there any post-trial motions?
None from the state, Your Honor.
Your Honor, we would just renew our previously argued motions for a directed verdict, and at this on those grounds, we would make a motion for a mistrial and to set aside the verdict.
By the state, response.
Your Honor, based on our previous arguments, we would submit that the case properly went to the jury and the verdict is proper, and we rely on those arguments.
We've been here now 28 days, first few days of jury selection, and the remainder receiving testimony, an overwhelming amount of testimony and evidence that was presented to the jury for the jury's consideration. As I indicated to the jury during the jury charge, or the charge on the law, that this was a matter solely for the jury to determine. The court found at the end of the state's case that there's sufficient evidence to find the defendant guilty if the evidence was believed by the jury. Likewise, at the end of the defense's case, when the motion was renewed, the court found that the evidence was sufficient for the jury to find the defendant guilty. The jury has now considered the evidence for a significant period of time, and the evidence of guilt is overwhelming. And I deny the motion. Mr. Murdaugh, you now having been found guilty of two counts of murder involving your wife and your son, two counts of possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime, the burden now comes upon the court to impose a sentence. Given the lateness of the hour and the victim's rights that must be taken into consideration and complied with under the Victim's Bill of Rights, and consider what I would anticipate to be a number of people who might have something to say regarding sentencing. We will defer sentencing to a later date. Of course, the minimum sentence for murder is 30 years. The maximum sentence is life imprisonment as to each count. And on the weapons charge, the sentence is up to 5 years or 5 years, which has to be concurrent if a life sentence is imposed. When would you all like to reconvene for sentencing? I would like to give everyone an adequate opportunity to prepare for it.
State will be ready at 9:30 in the morning, Your Honor.
We could do it at 9:30 tomorrow morning also.
All right. The defendant is remanded to the custody of the Colleton County Sheriff's Department. And he may be taken away.
Alex stood in the courtroom with a solemn face, not any visible reaction to the verdicts being read aloud. Also not looking at his surviving son, Buster, as well. Leaving with that same stoic look on his face of, maybe they got me. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us on this crazy journey following the trial of Alec Murdaugh. If you've enjoyed our coverage, be sure to check out our other podcast channels, including Hidden Killers. Search for that wherever you download podcasts for coverage on more Murdaugh, because we all know the story's not going to end that easily. As well as the many other cases we're covering, including the upcoming trial of Chad and Lori Daybell, Brian Koberger, Brian Walsh, and many others. Just search Hidden Killers wherever you download podcasts to continue with us as we continue to cover all of the biggest stories in true crime. My name is Tony Bruschi. For all of us here, thanks for joining us.